Astonishments. The astonishment of simple things. They are here without any effort on our part. They just come, they just occur, they just are. I have nothing to do with their being, but I have everything to do with them. If I choose. Wandering through these wisps of miracles, I feel I sense I have no need to do anything but connect, absorb, be, live, long, dry afternoons on the side of a main mountain. That leaf reaching out to me, me touching it. The warmth of the sun as a slow-moving cloud reveals it. A walk to the grocery store. Skill, the unsolicited smile of a passerby in the big city. Our brain's ability to perceive in a world of lights and shapes and sounds, while the brain itself is encased in total darkness. The stunning fact of Marshall Allen. Moonlight in Vermont. The rain. An absurd yet intelligent question from a young student discovering his or her world. Why are these not enough? Why are these not enough? The astonishment of the consistency of Kenneth Patchen's love of humanity without any self-consciousness about it either. The miracle waking up to the same selves we went to sleep as. Why should that be? Breathing without having to do anything at all, yet no less astonishing. The miracle of our brains, hearts, lungs, legs, all doing what they should do, and we never stop to think about it or cherish it. The fact that there are more things we don't know than what we do know. Poetry. Oh. compassion and love that is available to everyone, everywhere. Breathing, seeing, touching, loving, loving, touching, seeing, breathing, seeing, touching, loving, loving, touching, seeing, loving, 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 loving. The ability that we can disagree and have the capacity to engage in intelligent, enlightening conversations. A good meal with friends. Our commitment to keep moving forward.